You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
At our house last night, we sat down, we watched part two of the two-part documentary on Steve Martin, which I was really looking forward to. I will tell you, overall, it's mostly worth a watch. But here's the thing. It's broken into two parts. The first part, you know, and this guy's iconic, right? He, at one point, he was, and he really was, the biggest working comic on the planet, selling out not just, you know, theaters, but arenas and stuff like that. And he was just considered the greatest stand-up comic of the late 1970s. He dominated. And so the first hour and a half, because it's a three-hour documentary, the first hour and a half, part one, is just all about his, you know, childhood growing up and then his stand-up career. And at the end of part one is where he quits doing stand-up when he's at the height of it. He's at the top of his game. He says, I'm walking away from stand-up comedy, and I'm just going to make movies. And then, so part two is just all about from that point on. You know, if I could grade a documentary like that, part one was an A, and part two was maybe a C.
Okay.
Because it completely changed in part two. It was more him and flipping Martin Short over and over and over and over again. And it just became kind of boring, mostly, in part two. And that was surprising to me. But if you're a big Steve Martin fan, definitely recommend that you at least watch part one so you can see where he came from and how the hysteria. It was like Beatlemania, you know, him getting out of a car and just being mobbed by people. And I guess we don't generally think of stand-up comics that way, right? We don't think of, I don't know, name a big stand-up comic right now.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. I mean, he's popular, yes, but you don't see him going somewhere and mobs of people, like, attacking him.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild to see that with Steve Martin.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's on Apple, and you don't have Apple anymore.
I don't.
Do you?
That was one of the ones that I ditched. So it might be, you know, one of those things where there's three or four things on there I want to watch. So I'll get it for a month, you know, try to zip through them.
Yeah. So I'll say, you know, overall, it's really interesting.
That's
and
cool.
If you're into the history of, you know, famous people like that, part one for sure, really good. God, and you see, how many times do you see these stories of people who become world famous and their family life was not good? And all the stuff about Steve Martin's dad that he ended up writing into other things that he did as an adult, like screenplays that he wrote and stuff like that, man, his dad was a tool to him.
Really?
Man, like, bad. Yeah. I read his autobiography. Have you ever read Born Standing Up?
I have, many years ago. It's not a very big book.
It's Steve Martin's autobiography, and he talks about, you know, his family life growing up, and it's just, God, you think, sometimes maybe, is that why some people really are driven to become successful, is that they're trying to overcome a childhood
that
maybe was not that great?
A lot of comics are like that. They kind of have a tortured backstory, and that's why they're so funny and, you know, don't take anything serious, because they had some very serious upbringings, so.
Yeah,
you hear that a lot, for sure.
So, anyway, and you know, it talks a lot about how he's such an isolated, lonely guy. He even made a movie called The Lonely Guy, you know, because he was always alone. So, I don't know. It's really interesting. It's on Apple.
All right.
If anybody wants to see it. What's going on in your world?
A couple kiddos that are stressed out. The big CMAS testing is going to be going on. So, we were talking about that last night at the dinner table. They've been having, like, practice tests and everything, and, you know, it was...
Have you tried taking some of the questions yourself?
I have not. I would be curious to do that, actually. I wonder if they can bring home a little sample test for me. I don't know. Yeah, it's everything. It's language arts, math, science, social studies. It runs the gamut of everything, and they test all the kids on it. It's the big Colorado standardized test, so a lot of stress about that in the house lately. Am I going to do well? So that was a topic last night. The other big thing going on, this is going to be a really, really good day. Nick Nat gets her new snore guard today. She's going to the dentist to get fitted. And it broke probably 6+ months ago. And we've just been kind of putting it off, because it is $1,000 to get this thing remade and formed perfectly to your mouth. And but the thing is it is money that is so worth it because it helps. Now, she's not a huge, like, you know, crazy loud snore, but it's enough that I'm a light sleeper that it just keeps me awake. And the past couple nights have been really difficult, and she ended up sleeping in a different room last night. She's like, you just take the bed, starfish it, and try to catch up, because I got no sleep the previous night. So yeah, this is good. This is really, really good. I'm excited for this today.
The new
we need this. Yeah. Yeah, we need this in our life for sure. Other than that, HOA stuff. I spent the afternoon putting together the HOA newsletter that's going to be going out. This big spring newsletter, Dom, letting everybody know that they need to clean their gutters out and make sure their house is ready to be painted. And I included a little recipe for a cocktail down in the corner. And yeah, which Nick Nack made me do because she's like, I feel like this letter's a little stern.
Do you send it out with an actual swastika at the top of the letter?
Yeah, they're incorporated within it for sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a word search. You got to find the swastika. They're riddled throughout. Yeah, that's a fun time. No, it's not. It's very lighthearted. It's just reminding people, you know, that it's spring and it's time to tidy things up and remember you are
HOA
in an
stuff.
HOA community. I try to make it fun. It's a vibrant newsletter with a lot of color.
Yeah, but the undertone is there. The undertone of the threat is there, and everybody knows it. I mean, you can be an HOA and send out the nicest letter on the planet, but the undertone is always or else. That is unwritten, maybe, but everyone knows it's there. It's almost like an invisible ink. Hey, clean your gutters, or else. Make sure your trash is picked up, or else.
Oh, we don't bat around the bush. Like in the letter, the president was
or
like,
else.
There's like a line in there about citations will be issued. So, I mean, we don't even bat around the bush. So, yeah, clean up your junk or enjoy your fines.
I was out spreading, speaking of HOAs, I was out spreading more mulch yesterday and getting all that done. And there was an area where there were still a whole bunch of leaves that are still built up. You know, I thought by now they would have all degraded, but I had to get the leaf blower out, and it was at a space just between me and my closest neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if they're looking out the window, they're going to think I'm blowing these leaves onto their property.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to do that. So I was trying to blow them away from mine and then go turn at a 90-degree angle and then blow them down, you know, the hill down into the woods.
Right.
But I just knew that if they looked out the window, it was going to look like that jerk Dom is blowing all his leaves onto our property.
That's one of those things. You walk onto their property so they can see you, and you're blowing them back your direction.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's just wild area. So there's no discernible line. It's not like in the suburbs where my lawn ends here and your lawn begins there. There's no line. It's just wild space. I'm not even sure. I mean, I'd have to get a, you know, surveyor out to come and like put down a little line to show exactly where the division is between our two pieces of property, because it's not like we're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I just had I kept trying to like overemphasize that I was turned and blowing it, you know, that way, not toward your house. Because I thought, if they look out the window, they're really going to think I'm... And I could just see them coming out the next day with their blower and blowing everything back.
Oh, yeah. Blower so battles into, begin.
Yeah, blower battles is right. So, but anyway,
I would have issued a citation for trespassing.